There is a story here that I would like to follow all week. You might want to write this down, High Speed. The name is Robert Meltzer. In fact, I'd like to try and get a hold of him right now. See if you can track this fella down. He lives in Berkeley, Michigan, or one of the surrounding communities. His last name is spelled M-I-L-I-T-Z-E-R. M-I-L-I-T-Z-E-R. Robert. And I'd like to have him on to talk about his court case tomorrow. Parking fine was a mere $10, but the comment old Bobby Meltzer added to his check might land him in jail for 30 days. And if it does, this ain't America. He's a computer programmer. Oh, he's from Allen Park, High Speed. Allen Park, A-L-L-E-N. Allen Park, Michigan. He got a ticket May 29th. He wrote a check to the Berkeley District Council. He scribbled on the memo line, bullcrap money grab. Bullcrap money grab. That got Bobby Meltzer an in-person court appearance. Tomorrow he shows up in court on a contempt of court charge. He's scheduled to go before a judge, accompanied by an American Civil Liberties Union attorney who will argue that Meltzer's little scribble on that check is protected by the First Amendment, and it sure as hell better be. He's 38 years old. He was ticketed for parking in front of a friend's house overnight. He said he obeyed signs prohibiting parking between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. during all his previous visits, but the signs weren't there this time. They were gone. He said, I figured maybe it was still illegal, but the signs were gone, so I thought maybe the rules had changed. If the signs had been there, I wouldn't have parked there. I never did before when I saw him. He said he realizes wasn't the best idea to scribble that on the check, but he was ticked off, and he thought they were playing games with him. So he wrote a bullcrap money grab. Richard Eshman, the public safety director, said, hey, if the guy had a problem, he could have requested a hearing to argue against the ticket. He didn't. There's an avenue for protesting this kind of stuff. Sure there is. But you also have a little spot on your check where you can scribble anything you want to. And he scribbled in there, bullcrap money grab. ACLU lawyer Elsa Sherris says this guy's choice of words may not have been the best, but it's not illegal. If they weren't playing games with him when they wrote him the ticket, they're messing with him now. You ought to be able to write any damn thing you want in that space, people. I'm following this one closely. I write in that space on every single check that leaves my hand. If it's to some god-awful chain operation, I write, here, you soulless bastards. If it's to the IRS, I write, what do you tell your kids you do for a living? If the check is to a casino, I write down, when are you going to put some of the losers in your advertisements? That space is for us to say what needs to be said, what we feel needs to be said, what our hearts, minds, and souls demand we pass along with our precious currency. Yeah, if I have to write someone a check at, say, a poker game, find myself often having to write checks at poker games, late night, more checks seem needing to be written, I would stick a note in there on that little line before handing the check over. I write, let's see, you don't bluff as well as you think, mister. I wanted to give you this cash on account of your poor luck in life in general and your woebegone disposition and demeanor and the fact that you haven't been quite as successful as I have. Here. Take it and run like a thief. Gets a little long, but I write real small. When I write a check for my newspaper subscription, I always include this comment. Is that the best news you could find, boys? They don't haul me into court for that. They miss my doorstep more often in the following weeks. They hit my garage windows a lot more often after that. That's all right. They're upset. I am, too. We're all upset. It's America. Everyone's upset. It's how we live. We're upset. We used to be happy. But then we got this sneaking suspicion that while we were being all smiley and serene, someone was screwing us. Someone was backstabbing us, pulling the wool over our eyes, taking advantage of us somehow. Now we're always on the lookout and always a bit peeved. Don't want to let our guard down. That's when we get taken.